Thomas Cromwell was Henry VIII's chief minister throughout much of the 1530s, one of the most formative periods in English history. Yet, one of the most interesting things about Cromwell himself is that he actually came from very humble origins. His father was a Putney blacksmith and brewer. Yet Cromwell rose to become the most powerful man in England after the king. So how exactly did Cromwell achieve this, particularly given that the 16th century was a period when society was very hierarchical, very structured, and people tend to knew their place? In order to answer this, I think we need to go back and look at Cromwell's early life and his rise to power under the king. Frustratingly, we know very little about Cromwell's earliest life. We know that he was born in Putney, probably around 1485, and that his father was a blacksmith and brewer there. At some unknown point in Cromwell's youth, he left England and spent time working abroad in Italy and Flanders, working in a variety of legal and administrative roles. By about 1520, he was back in England and he'd established himself working as a lawyer and merchant. Significantly, in 1524, Cromwell's skills as a lawyer then attracted the attention of Henry VIII's first chief minister, Cardinal Thomas Wolsey. And Cromwell essentially became Wolsey's man of business, working on a variety of the Cardinal's private legal affairs. In 1529, however, disaster strikes because Wolsey falls from power, having failed to secure Henry VIII's divorce from Catherine of Aragon. And there was a very real danger in 1529 that Cromwell might suffer as a result of his fallen master. However, rather than abandoning Wolsey, as many others did in 1529, Cromwell actually remains remarkably loyal to him, and he's able to act as a sort of go-between between Wolsey and Henry VIII. And it's really this proximity to the king which enables Cromwell to make a favourable impression on Henry, and he quickly enters the king's services and is appointed to the king's council at the end of 1530. Over the next few years, Cromwell works his way up to a prominent position on the King's Council by handling all sorts of administrative tasks connected with governing the realm. But Cromwell's real talent, the reason he's so appealing to the King, if you like, is that he is a practical man who can get things done. And undoubtedly, the most significant job which Cromwell does for Henry VIII during his first few years as a royal councillor is his role in securing Henry VIII's break with Rome. Now, many earlier historians actually thought that it was Cromwell who first suggested to the king that he should break with the papacy, establish himself as head of the English church, in order to enable him to divorce Catherine of Aragon and marry Anne Boleyn. More recent historians, however, John Guy and George Bernard, for instance, have all emphasised that the ideas of sovereignty and the relationship between church and state, which really lay at the heart of the break with Rome, were all present well before Cromwell was working for the king. Cromwell's significance regarding the break with Rome is he's the royal minister who utilises these concepts of sovereignty and uses it to draft much of the legislation which enables the break with Rome. So he helps draft the Supplication Against the Ordinaries in 1532, and most significantly, the Act in Restraints of Appeals in 1533. And it's really this act which creates the break with Rome by declaring that this realm of England is an empire governed by one supreme head. And that really means that England is a sovereign nation state. In doing this, Cromwell not only gives Henry VIII the ability to marry Anne Boleyn, but he also gives the king immense power over the church. And as a result of all this success, Cromwell secures the king's confidence and becomes Henry's chief minister, probably in late 1532, perhaps early 1533. Once he's established as the king's chief minister, throughout the remainder of the 1530s, Cromwell is active in virtually every aspect of government. And what I'd like to talk about now are some of the key areas where Cromwell is at work, and to discuss some of the reforms and the changes which he helps to bring about.